This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusa in today for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And time now for some of your comments on our recent programs. We took a look this week at the Boston Herald's front page investigation into the Rose Kennedy Greenway Conservancy and the six-figure salary of its director, Nancy Brennan. In response to the reporter's request for information, Brennan accidentally sent the details of her paycheck to a Herald reporter in an email meant for her publicist.
Now, our coverage focused on Brennan's contention that some of the facts in the Herald story were wrong, like the claim that the Greenway's maintenance costs amount to $300,000 per acre.
The cost per acre is half of that, $159,000.
But many of you were dismayed that we didn't ask her about that stray email in which she asked her publicist for advice on how and when she should answer the reporter's questions.
Timo Kuzmanen wrote on RadioBoston.org, "Not a word about her attempt to deceive the public about her salary? Poor journalism."
And Fred Buford said, "What a puff piece interview. Why is the state paying for a Greenway publicist when Nancy has WBUR?
Now, my co-host Meghna Chakrabarty responded online, writing, "At first I felt the email Brennan sent was beside the point, and I did ask her about her salary and her bonuses, but I take your point. I should have been more direct."
And insofar as Brennan's email did suggest she was trying to hide something, we should have pressed her on that point. The Conservancy has now released more salary information, which shows that there are five people working there who make six-figure salaries.
On a lighter note, one of you had a question after yesterday's conversation about the DeCordova Biennial, which opened this past weekend in Lincoln. We spoke to curators Dina Deitch and Abigail Ross Goodman about their exhibit, which they said features lots of works on the theme of anxiety.
Stephen J. Dwade wondered on RadioBoston.org if the theme was something that had been planned from the beginning, or did it grow organically as Dina and Abigail began to gather artists of interest? Well, we gave Dina a call for the answer.
The work that appealed to us because the work was strong and, you know, said something new or did something new. And so often there was things in common that had that. And then so as we were working from our top 50 or 60, we then sort of, you know, fine-tune the works and how those themes would play with each other. But artists weren't chosen specifically for, you know, these themes, so they were not predetermined at all.
Thanks for that, Dina. And listeners, thank you. We welcome your questions, your comments, and criticisms anytime at RadioBoston.org.